sit back, relax, and grab your earbuds. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Have you finished your holiday shopping yet? I'm John Werdonk at the news desk in Washington. Consumer spending in the spotlight in the week ahead.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Maybe you have been out there with your shopping bags. Maybe you've been on your smartphone doing some mobile holiday shopping or online doing some shopping. Let's bring in Gus Fauché. He's a senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. He joins us from Pittsburgh. Gus, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, John. Thank you.
Gus, what are you watching in the week ahead? And I ask that question knowing very well that Santa Claus is going to be coming on Friday at the end of the week.
That's right. I mean, obviously, this is an important time of the year for retail. It's important to check in and see how consumers are doing. Are they feeling confident in the economy, and are they spending on holiday gifts?
We do get an update on consumer spending this week. On Wednesday, we expect news on consumer spending and personal income. Anything to watch there?
A couple of things. What happens to personal income, obviously, we're expecting 3/10 of an increase. We're also expecting 3/10 of an increase on consumer spending in November. We've gotten some preliminary data on retail sales. But the question is, are consumers, they're seeing lower energy prices, or are they using that to bolster spending in non-energy areas? And I think that is definitely the case. We're also seeing solid job growth and income growth, and that's also supporting consumer spending.
What are you hearing anecdotally about what consumers are doing this holiday shopping season?
You know, I think that this is a good season. It's not a great season, but it definitely should be better than 2014. We continue to see the movement from brick-and-mortar stores to online stores, and so I think that that's going to be that trend is continuing in 2015, and will certainly continue in the years ahead.
Also in the weekend, we expect some news on housing, existing home sales and new home sales. With the Federal Reserve the other day hiking interest rates and with more potential rate hikes on the way in 2016, do you think that the housing market is going to start to ultimately slow down?
I don't think so. I mean, first of all, the Federal Reserve rate increase was very small, just a quarter of a percentage point. Also, that long-term mortgage rates really aren't influenced very much by what the Fed does, so they remain very, very low on a historical basis. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand for housing. People have put off purchases. And then with solid job growth, good affordability, I think that we'll continue to see strong housing sales into 2016.
What about during the holidays? What happens to the housing market?
You know, it's a slow time. I mean, obviously, people are busy. They don't have time to look at purchasing a new home. That being said, the numbers are seasonally adjusted, so they take that into account. But I think what we'll see is that the housing market is continuing to improve. It's been a gradual improvement, but things are much better than they were 4 or 5 years ago, and I think that we'll see further improvement next year as well.
He is Gus Fauché, a senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group, joining us from Pittsburgh to help preview what events are coming up in the week ahead. Gus, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And happy holidays, Gus.
Thank you very much, John. You too.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.